Simin Tadi Hey and Kuf Hey and Nun Aleph and Nun Beis. Beis Hashem Yisbarach. Machaber says, Simin Tadi Hey, how much time is supposed to wait in between? Kivin Evar B'Shat Tefillah. So that's Kuf Hey. Says Mechab. Chaber, chaver ragav zeit al zebe kivon, kilu einam ela echad leidamis la malachim desi behen raglim regal yishar, tzam raglim mirik regal achas. Says the Ramo, v'yishemim k'sha oimid nitzba la yelich lefanav shalish psiyoiz, derach kir v'agosho, l'dover shetzarach lasi. This is, Mekorah Zorikeach, it says that the three steps that are before Shachris, before Shemin Esrei, there's a minig also to take three steps beforehand. Now, most people equate the three steps beforehand to the three steps afterwards. However, they're not to be equated. The three steps afterwards is a Gemara. It's a Makor from Chazal. That you're supposed to take three steps afterwards. And as a person is going away, Eved Peseya Me'achari Rabbi. And therefore, the halacha is that you have to be very careful to take them. As a matter of fact, Mishnah Berurah says later on in Kuf Chav Gimel, of Katan Yudalid, that even if the mokim is tsar v'dochuk and you don't really have room to move back three steps, there's no room to be makeful, no wiggle room. You have to figure out a way to do it. That's why you see sometimes people sticking their feet underneath the bench behind them. So Mr. Brewer says, yesh mekilim b'shas atchach. But he bets me, brings on the Magen Avraham and says, v'pachas mishir zeh of three footsteps, ein oleh shem psia klal, v'ein lahokal afilo ha'mokim tsar v'dochuk. And usually people, it's a problem in most shuls, that you don't really have too much room. All you have is if everybody, especially on Yom Neroim, where every seat is taken, and you don't have any extra room next to you, you don't have too much room. So now, the three steps that are afterwards, you got to make room. The three steps that are beforehand, if you don't have room, it's not Mikra Adin. The Dark Moshe says that it's Keneged Rekech, says that it's Keneged the three lashons of Hagosha that we find, Hagosha by Avram Avinu, by Yehudo, and by Yitzchak. Who was the third one? Eliyahu, Avram Yehuda and Eliyahu. We find Lashon of Hagosha. One is this week's parasha by Yehuda, and some people say it's connected to Gimel Mechitas that Moshe was Nichnasin, Choshech Onav Arafel. But it's not Medina. The Mekor is the Rekeach, and Memela. If you can't do it, you can't do it. Not only that, what's the halacha in the case where the person started Shmoneh Esrei? This is a very common occurrence. A person started Shmoneh Esrei before you, even if it was 5 seconds before you. Well, the Maya said, now can you go back? If you already started Shmoneh Esrei, the same way that you're not supposed to be Peseya after Shmoneh Esrei, if the person behind you is davening, as we'll see soon in Mirtz Hashem and Tim Kuf Beis, so too you shouldn't be Peseya before Shmoneh Esrei if the person behind you is davening. That being the case, the halacha is, if you're after Shmoneh Esrei, you just wait till he finishes. You're not going to wait till he finishes to start Shmoneh Esrei. Says Reb Chaim, Memele, you start, Reb Chaim Kineski, then Memele, you just start without being Peseya, Gimel Psiyas. Think of yourself in the stipe of B'chal, wasn't Machbet to do Gimel Psiyas. It's not the Ramah says that it's a minig. It's a minig to do it. It's based on the Rekech, but it's not Me'ikar Adin like it is the three steps afterwards, which is Medina de Gemara. The interesting, Nishi Yisrael says, is in a little another difference. The halacha is that when you're Peseya afterwards, so that you're supposed to start with your left foot. Because since you're backing away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you back off with your weaker foot, your left foot. Says the Nishi Yisrael, L'chur Mitzvara, L'chur it's a Svara L'chino, that the three steps that you're taking back beforehand, then is Lachor. He says that you should beside the ones that you're taking the three steps back, and beside the ones you're taking three steps forward. He says you should start with your right foot. You're not backing away from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Since you're not backing away from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's more of a Hagosha. It's a way to do Hagosha. Therefore, you're stepping back just that you should be able to step forward. That's really what you're doing. Really, you could just go three steps forward. But you're stepping back so you can step forward. There's no reason that you should have to start with your left foot. You start with your right foot. The Sif Beis. Once again, these are not things that are ma'akiv, but l'chero, l'chatchila, one should do this. Tzorach she'yachav rei she'ma'atchi ya'enav l'mato, la'oretz, v'yachshav ki lo'emir beis ha'migdosh, u'beliba yechav l'mato l'shamayim. So, we saw there's a nidrin in the Bir Halacha, in the Mishnah Berurah, whether or not you're allowed to daven with your eyes open or not. Now, even if you could daven with your eyes open, l'chatchila, your eyes should be closed. That's what it says. But if you're certainly, if you're davening from a siddur, says Mishnah Berurah, then you can have your eyes open. The question is, can you have your eyes open if you're not davening from a siddur? So certainly, to be looking around or to be looking at one of the alonim that they have on the table and reading it, which unfortunately is not so uncommon to see, that you can't do. That you can't do, that's certainly usur. Anytime that's usur, like we saw in the Taz, in the past, that anytime you're making a bracha, you're saying a bracha, you shouldn't be doing anything else, even learning Torah, he says. Mela, certainly one should not be doing that during Shemoneh Esrei. However, if you're just looking down and you're not looking at anything else, that's a shayla in the Bir Halacha, whether or not that's a problem. But certainly to keep your eyes open and look in a siddur, that is not a problem. And Yodua from the Goyin that he says that there's a remez from Megillah Esther that somebody davens from a siddur, it saves him from Machshavas Rois. Omar Yom HaSefer Yoshev Machshavta Hero. That's what it says. Omar Yom HaSefer, somebody that says davens from a sefer, Yoshev Machshavta Hero. The same thing with a person's eyes opening and closed. You should do whatever lemaisa helps you better to be mechavin. L'chura, that's what a person should do. Sometimes it helps a person to have his eyes open and look in the siddur, and sometimes it helps the person with the eyes closed. It doesn't have to be that you always do one way. Whatever helps, that's what a person should do. And it could be half a shmurnes like this, half a shmurnes like that as well. Whatever a person should do, whatever a person feels that will help him be mechavin, that's what he should do. That's really all these halachis that we're going to see. In Siv Gimel, it says, "Miniach yodav al libay kfusin hayimonet al esmolas v'ayim kevim v'fnei rabbi v'ayim v'yiru v'pachad lo yiniach yodav al chalas v'fnei shuderach yurel." The mashmois is that you're supposed to keep your hands on your chest. Your left hand first, lowest on your chest, and then your right hand on top of it. Most people do not daven like that. Most people that you see davening do not daven like that. So the truth is that already the Mishnah Brura is misyachas to this a little bit, kil achar yad, and he says, "Vamokim shenoyig in lamer king lefnei amelach kishemadaber mimer v'shelam itar bitzorchem v'kol kimenag amokim." Everything is the minig amokim, and meila, since that's not really the minig that people, when they're talking to somebody, even somebody very chashiv and asking for something very important, they don't do that. And meila, that is not the minig. The Aruch Hashulchan says in the Mitzvah Aleph, he says, "Ein tivei bnei adam shavim bazeh v'yesh kosher leim lispal away from zeh." He says the people have shver to daven with their hands on their chest. He says, "Ela minichan yadam al hashtender v'ein kal kavua bazeh v'chol ayasa yasem hashem mutav leim lispal away from zeh." Do whatever helps you to daven better. Ma'aseh l'chor, because it's not also the minig bismaneinu to stand like that when asking from somebody else. So do what's best for your daven. And the same. Is there? Not that I know of. It depends also if you have a shtender. You don't understand this. If people understand, they put their hands on the shtender. People don't understand it. To put your hands in your pocket, you shouldn't. But aside from that, as long as you're not doing anything weird, then Mr. Brewer brings down here, he brings down here that you should sway during, you should chuckle during Shemoneh Esrei. The truth is that he brings it down without a choylik, and he himself brings down that there's a machlekes in this. In Simen Mem Ches, Mishnah Brura himself brings down, the Ramah brings down this halacha, that's the truth. It's already brought down in the Ramah. And he says, "V'nogu medaktikim lisnoineya b'shosh ekirin baturo." Dugma satirish in the reses, v'chein b'shoshim espalim, Hashem kol atzmoy se tamana Hashem yichamoycho. Says the Ramah that the medakdekim, they shuckle when they're davening, Hashem kol atzmoy se tamana. Says Mishnah Brura, he says that not everybody agrees that you're supposed to do that during Shemoneh Esrei. Yesh poiskim shecholkom azev, v'im yudu v'tvila, enu l'snerneya, rak v'psuki dezimmer, v'chaz kriya shema v'limar atero, afilu ba'al peh, aminag l'snerneya. Same thing as before. It's not a chiyuv. There's an Indian of called Shmoneh Esrei Tamarna. Ken Zayin, that's not only when you're not davening Shmoneh Esrei. When you're davening Shmoneh Esrei, you're aiming lifnei Hamelech Fakert. You should be standing still like a soldier. The Bali Musar would do that. Remember Volbo? That's how he used to daven. That's how Shmoneh Esrei davens, because that's what he saw at home. But that's how. That's Yisra Davin. You don't move, not a muscle, during Shemoneh Esrei. The Imam is, and some people know, fakir, the more you get into it, the more, and hakol mafi mashu adam, that's exactly what it says. Whatever helps you be mechavin more, that's what a person should do. A lot of times a person sways And in the swing, fakert, it can be mafrihim. Or a person stands still, and also not. A person has to know himself. Person, sometimes you could shuckle, and sometimes not. Also, gevensach, whenever it is that a person feels that will help him, that's what he should do. If it won't help him, he shouldn't do it. That's also, it's not a din, it's something that it's a diktuk, which is a shiloh, whether or not it applies to Shmuel Esther. A male person should do whatever helps him be mechavin. The halacha is that not just by Shmirna Esrei, toiv to put your feet together also when you're in Kedusha. The shah is until when? Until when does a person should a person keep his feet together? Till after Yimlech, till after after he says Hamelach Akel HaKadosh at the end of the bracha. So the truth is, it's not mefurish here. The Aruch HaShulchan says in Sifhei here, he says that it's nochin to keep your feet together. He brings up an El Yerabo. That it's nochin to stand like this until the end of Hakel HaKadosh. Nochin sounds like Sam B'chuyiv to, he says, by Rosh Hashanah Kippur, where till he gets to Hakel HaKadosh takes an hour, so you don't have to. But in a regular case, he says nochin. There are many that do that, and there are many that stop after Yimlech. L'chor, the end of Kedusha is Yimlech, and therefore,
Batim.
I didn't see anybody that makes a differentiation, but I think that most people wait till after the Chazan. Though, L'chore, once he's saying also, you could hear it. You could hear that it's even though your Kedusha is finished, but L'maisa, he's saying it afterwards. L'chore, makes sense to wait till afterwards. That's Simen Tzadihei. Simen Kofei is Din Mespal Shtei Tfilos. Now this halacha is, a Mespal Shtei Tfilos Ruch Hazur, Tzarech Lam Temein Zul Hazur, Kedei Hilich Dal Arba Amas, Kedei Shtei Adaitim Yishevas Tzpal V'Loshen Echiyo. The Loshen Echiyo. The halacha is, if a person dominates two Shmarin Esrays, either because he's shachris and musaf one after the next, or he's dominating tefillas tashlumin, and maybe he's dominating two tefillas. The halacha is you have to stop. Kedei hiluch arba ames. Kedei hiluch arba ames is not more than 2 seconds. It's not more than 2 seconds. Now this halacha is kamat na negia, as Mr. Brewer himself says. He says generally, if you're doing a tefillas tashlumin or shachris and musaf, generally you have at least you have ashrei in between. You have something in between, you're supposed to do that. He says, maybe you're talking about Maariv. Now, also, if you walk back, then after your 3 steps, you also waited. You're supposed to wait, to walk back, you're supposed to go back 3 steps, and you wait 4 amas, then you go forward again. So, if you're going to do that before you start Shemoneh Esrei, you also automatically waited that amount of time. Mr. Brewer says, we're talking about a case, it could be we're talking about Maariv, that you don't have to say Ashrei, and we're talking about a case that he wants to daven in the place where he is. So he went back 3 steps, and you don't have to go back 3. This machlek is whether or not you used to go back 3 steps afterwards. Simakov Chav Gimel. Is it dafka didn't have 3 steps? Is it didn't have 6 steps? And they just take 3 back and 3 forward. But the others say all you have to do is back off from HaKadosh Baruch. As Kevin and Iftar Mirabah, you go 3 steps back. Remember, this person doesn't want to go 3 steps forward. Terrific. But there's also a din lechatchil, like we just saw on Simen Tzadei Hei, that you're supposed to take 3 steps forward. Al Tanush Manasse. Not us, because you're finishing the last Manasse. Al Tanush Manasse. So you have to zetzain that we're talking about a case where it's Maariv, therefore he's davening two Shmoneh Esreis without saying Asher in between, and the guy decided for some reason that he doesn't want to take 3 steps forward after he finished Shmoneh Esrei, and he doesn't want to take 3 steps forward before he starts the new Shmoneh Esrei, and that's the case, he has to wait 2 seconds. That's the case. L'chor, we have a normal case. What happens if a guy says, Akel HaKadosh, instead of a Melech HaKadosh? He has to start again Shmoneh Esrei again. Do you have to wait 2 seconds to start again, or not? So the truth is, you could ask us about Shem Tzvos Tiftach. Do you have to start Shem Tzvos Tiftach again? If you go back, if you said Akel HaKadosh, and now you have to start Shemoneh Esrei again, do you have to say Shem Tzvos Tiftach or not? Says the Mishnah Berurah, we saw in Siman Kuf Yudalet, when you get to Masha Veruach and the same Talmud of Rochel, that the Mishnah Berurah says not. You do not have to. When you're starting again, you do not have to say Shem Tzvos Tiftach. That being the case, what would be the reason why? L'chura, because you still consider that you're Aymin of Snei HaMelech. You never stop. You have to start Shmoneh Esrei again, but you don't have to back off, you don't have to take 3 steps again, you don't have to say Hashem Tzvos HaTiftach, you're Be'etzim still continuing your Tzvilo. You got him messed up in an oifen, they have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. The beginning of the first 3 brachas happens to be the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. And even an oifen where you have to go back mamash to the beginning, you did something to mess up that you'd have to go back to the beginning. It's hard to find a case that's not in the Gemara Shinis. You have to go back to the beginning. You didn't finish Shmoneh Esrei. But it's also, Be'etzim, you're still in the middle of davening Oymin Lefnei HaMokim. And therefore, you don't have to say Hashem Tzatzei Tiftach. That's the case also. Then Lechur, there's no reason to wait. Also, Kidei Hilach Dalar Ames. Memelo, once again, Lechur, you don't have to say Hashem Tzatzei Tiftach. You don't have to wait Kidei Hilach Dalar Ames. I think that... Yeah, Vishay Yisrael brings it down from Chaim also. In such a case, you don't have to wait Kidei Hilach Dalar Ames. Memelo, it's Kemat, not Negea, that's Halacha. Kemat, not Negea, that's Halacha. Because Sai Visai, a person is always waiting the right amount of time. And you didn't, you took 3 steps back, or you didn't take 3 steps back? Once you take 3 steps back, you're not even Lefnei HaMelech anymore. 3 steps before your Peseah, you're still even Lefnei HaMelech. But after your Peseah, the 3 steps back, you're not even Lefnei HaMelech anymore. You were Peseah from in front of the Melech. Melech, you're starting again? To start again, Lechar. Does he have to? He does say Hashem Tzatzei Tiftach. Well, Savi says he's going forward again, so he's automatically waiting Lechar. Unless he's waiting, unless there was somebody else behind him, and therefore he's starting again. If he mamish finished, and he turned around, and he saw there was someone behind him, this is all within 2 seconds, and he was able to chop and start again within, maybe. And therefore, he's not going back, and he's starting again. Then that would be maybe a case, like you're saying. That's what the halacha is from before Hanukkah. The halacha is of Hanukkah. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. Those that were here, those that weren't here, it's kedai to hear as well. I hope it's not so negia for anybody here. But al tzad that it is, it's kedai to know what the halacha is. Nun Aleph. Dini tefillin min baruch shamar yishtabach. Oy min baruch shamar kodem psukei dezimra v'yishtabach lachareihem. This is the halacha of psukei dezimra. Now, the reason why it's called psukei dezimra, agav, is because it's psukim of Zemer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But many, I think even the Rishonim say, that Zimra is a Lashon Karma Chalei Sizmar, that you shouldn't prune your Kerem on Shemitah's talking about. It's Zemer, it cuts off the Mekatrigim from the Tevila to rise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The truth is that the Mishnah Berurah himself quotes this later on in Siman Dalet. He says that somebody speaks in between Yishtabach and Yetzer. He says, Chayzrin Olav Me'orcha El Mochomo. You know what that means? He says, Amru Chazal, Hayari Me'averi Shebi Yodai. He's talking about, what is that referring to? Someone that speaks in between Yishtabach and Yetzer. Ve'al Yerabah Kosta B'Shem Matef Moshe, She'aklipois Mevatlin Lalei Satzvilo. The klipois are trying to prevent the tefillos from going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is in Nun Dalet of Kotten Hay. Ve'al Yidei Psuki De Zimro Machrisim Oysom. And Al Yidei Psuki De Zimro were Machris. Zimro were Kiris, the Mekatrigim. And a person speaks afterwards, means the Mekatrigim are choizer to have a mochama with our tefillos to prevent our tefillos from going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what Psukei Dezimra means. Therefore, that's what the last question on the paper was. Is really, it was just a way to get people maybe to be mischazik in knowing what they're saying b'negeh when they daven. However, when we say Ozi v'zimras ko, v'ayili shuwa, what does it mean? Ozi v'zimras ko, poshep shat in Ozi v'zimras ko. I was willing, I actually did this with some of my kids, I was willing to give 50 shekels to anybody who's able to tell me poshep shat in what does it mean? Ozi v'zimras ko, v'ayili shuwa. We actually said it twice this morning. We said it in Oz Yashir, and we said it in Halal. It's also Pasuk in Tehillim. What does it mean? Ozi, my koyach, v'zimras ko, and the tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? Zimras kol v'ayil Yeshua. Zimras kol, the tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? Pashup Shah. Says Rashi in Chumash, just meaning Rashi says Pashup Shah. He says, Ozi, the Yud is Yisera, and it's really Oiz. Zimras min Loshen Krisa, like we're saying, cutting off. Karma Chalei Sizma. Oiz, the Krisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strength and his ability to cut down the Oivim, Vayin Yeshua. That's what was for me, a Yeshua. That's what it means. Ozi v'zimras ka. Pashup shan in the word. Ozi v'zimras ka. There's probably many things that a person doesn't. Maybe you don't know the pashup shat taich in Psukei Dezimra. It's because I have to spend a few minutes, a week, a month, learning Tefillah. We should know what it means. Rav Humener in his sefer, famous sefer, the Eben HaMelech, in his sefer Oilas Tomin, he says the person going to come to Shemayim. And they're going to ask him, what does it mean, Kfor Ke'efer Yifazer? He says, We'd be pretty embarrassed if we don't know the answer to the question and we said in Pesukei Dezim our entire life. Kfor ke'efer yefazim. What does it mean? What does it mean? I'll leave you off with that. Kfor ke'efer yefazim. Actually, they say from there that in a kaddish baruch hu b'tzunim yibreisif, if you know what it means, you'll be able to figure out why. Sif beis. Im siyam baruch she'omar kredim she'siyam achazen oina achar avami. This is an interesting halacha. Baruch Shomer is a very interesting bracha. We almost don't have any other bracha like this in all, as far as I can recall. I don't think we have any other bracha that's named the Baruch Shomer. It's a bracha arukum, which doesn't start with a baruch, and we have a baruch in the middle of the bracha. Where do we have such a thing? All of our brachas arukas either start with a baruch, or the brachas muslach havata, and therefore they don't have a baruch b'chlal. And they only have a bracha at the seam. Where do we have a bracha aruka that doesn't start with a baruch, but there's a baruch in the middle of the bracha? Baruch Atah Hashem, correct. Doesn't start with Baruch Atah Hashem, which is the real psicha. So Aruch HaShulchan discusses why that is. But being that that's the case, we have an interesting halacha. We have three halakim to Baruch Shomar. We have the Baruch Shomar before the Baruch Atah Hashem. We have the Baruch Shomar after the first Baruch Atah Hashem, Akel Ova Rachamon. And we have the Baruch Shomar at the end, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Mulo Batash Bachis. Memela, and there's three different halachas with regard to those three parts. The first part, halacha, is you have to say basically anything. Any amen, even amen of Baruch Shomar, could be possibly Baruch Baruch Shomai, but Pashtis, you haven't really started the bracha of Pesukei Dezimra, and the Meila Lachar, you could even answer that. It didn't seem a furish anywhere, but Lachar, you should be able to. Once you say, though, Baruch Atah Hashem, then you're ready holding in the middle of a long bracha. The halacha is that in a bracha ruka, you're allowed to say Kadosh Kedusha. You're not allowed to say Sam Amin. In the middle of Alamechia, you can answer the Kaddish Kedusha before you get to the Baruch Hashem at the end. However, you're not allowed to say Stam Amins. But since Baruch Sha'omar is not a bracha which is found in Chazal, not found in Gemara, therefore, it's leichter, and therefore you're allowed to answer Amins of other brachas. However, since Baruch Sha'omar is not such a real bracha itself, says Mishnah Berurah, it's catch 22, therefore you're not allowed to answer Amin to Baruch Sha'omar in that middle chelek. In the first chelek, till the Baruch Hashem, you're allowed to. In the middle chelek, you're not allowed to. And in the last chelek, Baruch Hashem, you're not allowed to answer anything. You're not allowed to answer anything. That's a bracha k'tzara. If you're going to answer anything in the middle, even Kaddish Kedusha, it's going to ruin the bracha. Ish l'ayim, why that's not an issue in a bracha ruka of ruining the bracha, after you say Baruch Hashem. But k'nira, because it's a long bracha even without that. So therefore, even though you split it, you still have a chelek of hoidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu afterwards. That is if and that the Mishnah Berurah says if there's a day where you say Tachanun, it means till after Tachanun. So the halacha is with regard to being mafsik in Pesukei Dezimra. What comes out? The halacha is that that you shouldn't answer Baruch Baruch Shemai. However, any Amen you can answer. However, you should wait with the standard Amen till it's Salik and Yana. And even in the middle of a Pasuk, but shouldn't be in the middle of two words that you're breaking up something which is the middle of a thought. It should be at a place which is Salik and Yana. However, if it's a Amen of Akela Kodesh, or Shemea Tvilo, or Lachor Bechaz Kayanim, of Yerecha Shem Yishmecho, Kedemeh, then you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to answer it even in the middle of wherever you're holding, just say Amen. And certainly Kadosh Kedusha. Kedusha. Kaddish Kedusha means Kaddish is Main Yesh Mirabo, in Damir and Baomo, Vimru Amen. Those are the Amens. That's the Milo of Kaddish. Kedusha, and since you're in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, generally we say that when you're allowed to answer Kedusha and you're in the middle of davening, you let us say the first two. Kaddish, Kaddish, and Baruch Kvoid. If you let's say in a kind term. However, here, since you're in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, you let us say Yimlech Hashem Le'olam as well, because Yimlech Hashem Le'olam is a chelek of Pesukei Dezimra. Therefore, say the Poyskim, Shlomo Zalman, and others, Menach Zitzchok, they say you're allowed to say Yimlech as well. Moedim Derabanan, you're also allowed to say, not only that, you're allowed to say the entire Moedim Derabanan, the Poyskim say. Because once it's not just when you're in the middle of a kind of story, you're supposed to say Moedim Anachnu Loch. You don't say anything more than that. However, if you know Pesukei Dezimra, since it's a Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're allowed to say the entire Moedim Derabanan wherever you're holding. With regard to Talis and Tefillin, if a person gets to Talis and Tefillin in the middle of in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, Mishnah Berurah says later on, in Siman Nun Gimel, it says you should wait till Bein HaPrakim to put it on. wait till Bein HaProkim, and he gave a whole list of things in our siman, what's Bein HaProkim. Wait till Bein HaProkim to put it on. If you have a Vilna sitter, they have a little star, but every time that's a Bein HaProkim, it makes it easier to know. You put on your talis, you put on your tefillin, and you can make a brach on them, Bein HaProkim. That means if a person goes to the bathroom, in the middle of Pesuki the Zimra, and he comes back and he puts on his talis and tefillin, he should wait till Bein HaProkim to put on his talis and tefillin. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the Berurah Lacha there in Gimel, you don't make a new bracha on your talis, because Beis Mikra, then you're allowed to bring your talis into the bathroom. However, on your tefillin, which you're not allowed to, you have to make a new bracha. And therefore, wait till Bein HaProkim, put on your talis, put on your tefillin. Don't make a bracha on your talis, make a bracha on your tefillin. Don't say the Pesukim, says Abraham Kanievsky, don't say the Pesukim of Aristich Lilogam, Aristich Lilogam, Aristich Lilogam, all the other things that you say when you put on your talis and your tefillin, that you wouldn't say in the middle of Pesukim the Zimra, but you could make the brachot there. With regard to Vezeisa Torah, can you say Vezeisa Torah? Says the Shari Tshuva in Simu Kuf Lama Dalet that you're allowed to even say Vezeisa Torah in Birchas Kriyashma. So in the middle of Birchas Kriyashma, you're allowed to say. So he says, so Kol Shekein L'Chara, you're allowed to say in the middle of Sukkot Zimro, you're also allowed to say Vezeisa Torah when they pick up the Sefer Torah. Now, what's the story with drinking in the middle of Sukkot Zimro? Can you drink? Minig of many. Is either to start the coffee beforehand, you make a brach on the coffee, and then you could drink, so then you could really drink up to Baruch Shamar if you daven Nusach Tzfar, or if you daven Nusach Ashkenaz as well. Some people, coffee, water, you make a bracha before Pesukim the Zimra, and then you drink water throughout Pesukim the Zimra. Is that a problem? Is the Shtiyo a Hefzik Bechlal? L'chori, you made the bracha beforehand, that's not a problem. So what are you doing? You're just drinking. Is Shtiyo a Hefzik? So sometimes we find that Shtiyah is not considered hefzik. We mentioned in the past, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that Shtiyah is not considered hefzik after a bracha. Be'etzem, we find that when you're eating, you can't make a bracha, so therefore maybe it should be considered hefzik. You're now doing something that's preventing you from davening. Therefore, l'chor, it should be considered hefzik. I didn't find anything clear. Kimdumani, that there's a Ramban, that says, b'negeya t'agadosh ha-pesach, that you shouldn't drink during the Agadosh ha-pesach, it's considered hefzik. The Hefsnik in the Agadah Shel Pesach, and he says, similar to Pesukim de Zimra, in Dumani, he says. According to that, then in Echnami one shouldn't drink. It's not exactly, it's not brought down halacha, it's not, I don't know if it's, there is a Bir halacha that quotes, I think that's Ramban, a chelek of it, in Hilchos Pesach, but I didn't really find anything, not this way, not that way, and Memela, what's that? The minig of those two, to do, it's hard to, you could hear both ways, that it should be or should not be. And therefore, by the way, we can brought on the two anymore. If it's all the same, storm, then you don't make a new bracha for the entire day. So the question is, it has to be that the sky cleared up. Did the sky clear up? I don't know if the sky ever cleared up the entire, it was a little bit of. However, if it's a new day, you make, even if it's the same storm. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Mishnah Berurah brings down the Yerushalmi. If it's a new day, then you make, even if it's the same storm. You wake up in the morning, and it's raining, you don't have to worry about, what?
Defined by Shkia, or defined by, like, if you go to sleep?
Defined by going to sleep at night and waking up in the morning, like Birchas HaShachar. Every day gets a new bracha. Every day gets a new bracha. And for those that don't know, we weren't here when we learned the ninth parak. A lot of people don't know this halacha. If you see lightning and hear thunder, one after the next, then you only make one bracha. Oysa Masa Brishis. That's the Mishnah Berurah passage. However, in a case where they're not together, you hear thunder and then only afterwards you saw lightning, or you saw lightning and you didn't hear the thunder, you only heard it after you touched the zibur, then you make two brachas. Oysa Masa Brishis on the lightning and Shekechi Grosim Eli Olam on the thunder. Simenu Beis. No. That Sifei. Sheila Shalim. Sheila Shalim, Bainam Mizmar, Meilu Shalom Bnei Akavid, Meisha Shalom Nechaladam, Ube Emta Mizmar, Shalom Bnei Yiru, Meisha Bnei Akavid. This is the halacha of, that we find Benegiah to Kriyashma, that you're allowed to be, the halacha itself, Bein HaProkim, what you're allowed to answer to people, Shalom, even though it's not a Davar Shebekdusha. However, says the Mishnah Berurah there already in Hechaz Kriyashma, that we do not have these halachas Bizmanenu, it's not the meaning to ask people, say Shalom to people in the middle of davening, and Meilu, you're not allowed to answer to them, Bechlal. You're not allowed to answer to them, you're not allowed to ask, you're not allowed to answer. Memela, that being the case, then the other halacha that Mishnah Berurah mentions, Mishnah Berurah says that if you have to be mafsik in the middle of Birchas of Pesukim de Zimra, so then you should say Pesukim. Kshetzorach lahatzik bnei eidza oynis, oy b'chi agavne de sefei, or in the case of sefei, where somebody is asking you, saying shalom aleichem to you, then you're supposed to say special psukim. You should say tzorach leimer kodim shida. Before you speak, you should say baruch Hashem leilam amin ve'amin, ve'yvarach David, ad ve'yvarach David. And then you should say it also after you finish speaking. That's like a bracha l'acharel, and then a bracha l'fanel. You're sandwiching it. L'maiso, we don't speak in the middle of psukim d'zim. That's not halachas, not a gear. The only thing I can think of, maybe if a person has to stop for an einus, person has some sort of hatzela, person gets a call in the middle. So you have to, as he's getting his call, he has to, on the way out, if it's going to be mafriya, him from taking care of what he has to take care of, then he wouldn't have to do it. However, it is kedai to know when the Bein HaProkim is, as the halacha that we said beforehand, as putting in your talis and tefillin, you should know when Bein HaProkim is, and Mishnah Berurah lists all the Bein HaProkim. Now there's an interesting halacha here that the Mishnah Berurah says. He says that you should not stop in between Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimlech, Le'olam Vayed. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimlech, Lo Yafzik Be'emtza, Kmoi Bein Hashem Alekeichem Emes. He says, "Bepasuk Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimlech." Does anybody know? I will give $1,000 to anybody who knows where this pasuk of Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimlech is. Does anybody know? The reason why I'm giving $1,000 is because there is no pasuk that says Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimlech. There is no such pasuk, as the Yavetz points out. It's brought down in Braiso on Melech HaMishkan, but it's a tziruf of three different pasukim together: Hashem Melech Olam Vayed and Hashem Yimlech. Hashem Yimlech Olam Vayed is in Oz Yashir. Memeila, there is no pasuk. So what does it mean you're not supposed to stop in the middle of the pasuk? It's not a pasuk b'chol. Says the Kaf HaChaim, what it means is you shouldn't stop between Hashem and Melech, and you shouldn't stop between Hashem and Malach, and you shouldn't stop between Hashem and Yimlech Olam Vayed. However, between Hashem Melech and Hashem Malach, that's not a problem to stop. Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimlech Olam Vayed, it's also not a problem to stop. He says anytime that you say Hashem and it's Mitzuref to the thing afterwards, you shouldn't stop in between them. You shouldn't stop in between the two things. And say Shem Hashem, Lachira, you shouldn't. If it's something that you're allowed to stop in the middle, then, in other words, an Amen or something, even though Lechatchila you shouldn't, then Lachira, you wouldn't. You want to go back. Sivav, it says that you're supposed to stop between Shomayim and Asa. Hashem, Shomayim, Asa. Why? Shaloi Tibola Hamem. You shouldn't swallow the mem. Now, anybody that says Shomayim Asa, it's very hard to swallow the mem. Maybe you'll swallow the ayin. You're not going to swallow the mem. Shomayim Asa? Shomayim Asa? Shomayim Asa. Maybe you'll swallow the ayin, but you're not going to swallow the mem. I think that's maybe what Pashup Shad is. Like Tevala HaMem means that the mem shouldn't be Boileya the ayin. The mem shouldn't be Boileya the ayin, and that's what the Pais can say anytime you have a mem and an aleph, or a mem and an ayin, all throughout Kriya Shema. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, Ben Hilchos Kriya Shema. Be very careful to be, after if you have a mem and then an aleph at the beginning of the next world, then you might swallow the aleph and swallow the ayin. One should be careful to make a hefsek in between them. The Sif Zayin, if a person wasn't Mechavin, Tzarech L'chavin Pasuk Pusei Echad Im Leikivin, Tzarech L'afsil Oimrei Pa Macheres. If a person wasn't Mechavin, Be'etzem the whole Pesukid is Zimra, if you look at the Levush, really it's Mavura that's wearing the Rishenim ready. If you look at the Levush, he sort of speaks it out. Be'etzem the whole Pesukid is Zimra is built around this one Pasuk. We have to say, a person's supposed to say Tehillah David three times a day. Why? Agav, some of the Achreinim say, Lechem Chamuzi says, that the reason why you're supposed to say Ashrei three times a day is that if you say it three times a day, at least one time you'll get it right. At least one time you'll have it that you'll say the pasuk b'kavana. But, and therefore, so why do we say the whole Ashrei? Since we really want to say Pesach Yadecha. That's what we're looking to do. Since we have to say Pesach Yadecha, we say the whole Ashrei. Since we're saying the Ashreis, so we say also the Halalukas, which come afterwards. Actually, the Halalukas are mentioned elsewhere also. Two of the Halalukas are mentioned elsewhere. You're supposed to say Halal every day. So we have Ashrei and two Halalukas. Once we're saying two Halalukas, we say the rest of the Halalukas as well. Once we're saying the Halalukas, we end up Vanachin Baruch Kom Yatavet Alash V'Arelom Halalukah. That should be Moshe Halalukas after Halalukas. And once we're ready saying all that, so we say a bracha before and the bracha afterwards as Levosh, that we should make it into an Indian. And there's once we're saying Yishtabach, so then there's an Indian to say Vayivarach Dov and Oz Yashir, which from those psukim in the Vayivarach Dov and Oz Yashir, we learn out the 15 lashonos of Shevach Vayidah that we have in Yishtabach. And Hoidu Lashem, and Mizmor Seida, David HaMelech said that they should sing before the Arin. Agav, anybody knows, everybody learned a little bit of Shreftim. After after the Plishtim took, actually, yeah. The Arin. The Plishtim took the Arin from captured the Arin from Klal Yisrael, and a lot of terrible things happened to them. Rikitzer, they sent it back to Klal Yisrael. They didn't want to do it. They went back to Beit Shemesh. That's why they sent it back. They didn't, but they didn't want to bring it back. They put it onto a carriage, and they had cows that were leading the carriage, and they just sent the cows, and the cows started walking towards Eretz Yisrael from Ashdod, I think it was, from where the Plishtim were, Ashkelon maybe, where the Plishtim were, and they started walking to Eretz Yisrael. And it says that the cows were walking and singing. That's what it says in the pasuk. What were they singing? Hoidu LaHashem. That's one of the reasons why they said it. David was the second to say it before the Arin, and that's it was the Hoidu Tzindivri Ayamim. The Hoidu LaHashem Kiruv Shmoi. That's what we say in Pesukim Dezimra. Now the truth is that in Nusach Svard it's Bechal Nara Chelik of Pesukim Dezimra. It's before Pesukim Dezimra. It's Bechor before the Bracha of Pesukim Dezimra. But it's also something which is a they're Masakan to say the Aaron, and that's what we say every day.
Can you repeat the Sirach last second time if you want to
have one? I saw a Maizel Rav from my Rebbe that he did. He would say it three times. He had three different kavanas that he wanted to say, that he wanted to have. You could say that that's a little bit different, because each one is different kavanah. They weren't Mechavan. L'chura. There is, I think the Aruch HaShulchan says, any time you're really not supposed to say, it's Meduric in the Rambam, you're not supposed to say any Chilak of davening twice. Not supposed to say a pasuk twice. They ask, how can you say Hashem Yimelech Leil Mvod twice? And it's like Omer Shema Shema. But I think there are more makbir b'negiyat Hashema and Moedim and the things that Chazal say, and other things not. Especially if you have a different kavana, it's the Tzerech HaKavana. I certainly saw that by Merevi. That's what he would do. He would say Ashrei three times. Say Pesach Zedekha three times. Lamaisa, if a person didn't have kavana for Pesach Zedekha, you have to go back. What happens if you catch yourself at the end of Ashrei that you didn't say Pesach HaZidach with Kavana? You go back to Pesach HaZidach and you stay straight till the end. Let's say you catch yourself in between the third and the fourth Halleluka that you didn't have Kavana with Pesach HaZidach. Says Mr. Barua, if you don't have time to go back, then say it after Davening. Now, the Mashmois is, says Ramesha, that you have to say the whole Pesukah Zimra in order. And that's why if you catch yourself in the third and fourth, you have to have enough time to say from Pesach HaZidach all the way back to the end, first, second, and third halalukas, and get back to where you were beforehand. Ramesh is Matade that if you're in between halalukas, you could say just from Pesach Yadecho till the end. And then you could jump back to where you were beforehand. Even though Lachar is going to come out, your Pesukidism is not in order. I saw also brought down the Ishay Sura, brought down from people. I can't recall, I think it's a Morik Tzion. It says that if a person remembers, I don't want to say for sure, but he brought down for somebody, and it says that if a person skipped in Pesukei Dezimra because he thought he's not going to have enough time, and Lamaisi gets up to Yishtabach, and he realizes that he still has another 5 minutes till the Chazan, who was going as fast as a bullet at the beginning, Lamaisi slowed down because people slowed him down, and now he has extra time. So all the stuff that you just skipped, can you say it right now? Says Yishtabach, so you could say it in between Yishtabach, in between Oz Yosher and Yishtabach. Oz Yosher and Yishtabach, even though you're now your Pesukei Dezimra is going to be out of order. It's all psukim of Zimra, and it's in between the brachis. You'd be allowed to say it.
You should follow the order of like what's most important, or just it's better.
Yes, lachar. Yes, lachar. You should say follow the important. What's most important, which we'll get up to there.
Agav. You should follow the order of psukim of Zimra. I mean, let's say you just did Asher and Halukas, then realize that you have time for Hodu and then Azasher also. So it's better to do Azasher first than Hodu, then it doesn't matter.
If you realize how much time that you have, you should do in order, l'chura in order. How you do first, and then Az Yashar if you have the ability. Because there's a reason why Az Yashar should be next to Yishtabach. They ask, the Aruch HaShulchan asked, he says the Zohar already asked the question. The Pesukim in Hoidu are from Divrei Hayomim. The Pesukim in Ashrei and Halukas are Dovin HaMelech, Suvim. Az Yashar is from the Torah, l'chura should be first. As they affect the Zohar. The Zohar says no. The reason why that it's there is, so some people say, Vayivarach Tenen Az Yashar. So from there we learn out the 15 Lashonos of Shvach of Yishtabach, and that's why it's next to Yishtabach. But the Zohar says that the reason why it's there is because it's Fakir, it's because it's more Choshev, that's why we put it closer to Yotzer. We put it closer to Yotzer, which is more Choshev, we put it closer to there. So therefore the reason why it's later is because it's more Choshev, not because it's less Choshev. What's that? Because it's not something that you're Mechuyev to say, that's him. It's not why they were Mesakeh in the Pesukei Dezimra. It's not why the Messiah. The Iker is for what your Mechuyev is saying, and additional. Why can't you just say the Pasuk? I guess because since they were in Misakin to say it as a chiluk of Ashrei, so then you're not supposed to just, for whatever reason that they said lechatchila, that you shouldn't just say that Pasuk. You're supposed to say it al Seder. That's why, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's very gishmak, because you have to go in order. According to Ramesha, that's a good clear. What, once you're already not going in order, and you're just saying a Keta anyhow, and you're not saying the beginning, so then why should you have to say it? And to that I do not have an answer. What's with standing in during Pesukei Dezimra? So Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah says, "No gulam and kshemim baruch shama v'varach David yishtabach." So the truth is that there's a lot of minhagim. I think just about everybody stands during baruch shama and yishtabach. Everything else is na yishtabach, na yishtabach. That baruch shama, yes. Baruch shama, yes. Na yishtabach. Baruch shama, yes. Na yishtabach. Everything else is a safek also. Mizmor l'sayid, even mizmor l'sayida. I grew up, you're supposed to say Mizmor L'Seida. The Shari Chu over here brings down a machlekes whether or not. He says, Fakert, Dafka, you should say Miyushiv. Some people say Dafka Mumur, some people say Dafka Miyushiv. By Varach David as well, the Gurin says in Maitzer Rav that you don't have to stand up for Varach David. You don't have to stand up for Varach David as Yashir. In Beth Mishnah Berurah, when he brings down Varach David, he says, just to add the Shem Tifratecho. So, Mashma, the rest of it, you don't have to stand up. Now, most people stand up for Varach David, they stand up for the whole thing. But it could be that's because some people say you should stand up for Az Yashir as well. And once you're standing up for Yishtabach and Az Yashir, so you just stand up for the entire thing. Some people, B'chlal, don't make the stand for the entire Pesukei Dezimra. But either way, what you're Mechuyev to, there's no Mechuyev. It does say that by Baruch Shamar you should stand. This is a Mishnah Berurah that says, Ememeilo, David Kamaravid, David Kamaravid. Amaisa. The Sif. What's with same thing with on Shabbos? I would love to take a poll. Do people stand during Hoydu Lashem Kitev Kilam Chazdei? Halal HaGadol is what they call. A lot of people do stand. Nishmas, a lot of people stand. And a lot of people don't stand. So Eish Yisrael brings down that he asked Abraham Kinevsky, and he says, Abraham Kinevsky says the meaning is not to stand by Hoydu Lashem Kitev Kilam Chazdei and Nishmas. People do, people don't. Hard to know what the minig is. Mechoyev, if you're not either way, and you could do Davak Kamarvin, Davak Kamarvin, as you said. Sif Ches. Ein Aymer Mazmiras Bemerutza Kimenach Zaloch and Shulchan Aruch. That you're not supposed to fly through Pesukei Dezimra. Now, you're supposed to be Moina Moniz. When you're Moina Moniz, you want to make sure that you don't miss any $200 bills as you're counting your money. Or even if you're counting Shkalim, you don't want to miss anything. You make sure that you say every single word. Not only that, we saw the Mishnah Berurah brings down that from the Kadmonim. That if a person is too cold and therefore he's not going to be able to daven with Kavan, it's better they should stay home and daven Misa Davzayin. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's better to say a little bit B'Kavana and skip to get daven with B'Tzibur than to say everything B'Merutza. A lot of people don't want to skip because you're Mahapak B'Tzineris. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Mahapak B'Tzineris, says the Aruch HaShulchan, you shouldn't, it's better to say B'Kavana, B'Harvishle B'Kavana, and therefore it's better to say a little bit with Kavana than a lot without Kavana. We'll get to the halachas of skipping in a minute. Whether or not one should skip, not skip, say, don't say. Now, just one thing that is certainly very important that a person should bear in mind, it's Besma Bir Alachan Simen Memtes, he says this, and that is that there are very many Ktaim, Chalakim, Psukim in Pesukei Dezimra that double other places in throughout Davening. And therefore, in Yichvoid, and in Hoidu, and in the Halalukos, therefore, a person should be very careful to make sure that he doesn't start off in Pesukei Dezimra and end off in the middle of Birchas HaMazon. Like, a person could just, without even realizing, be mitkalesh from one place to the next, and he's b'chlal, he's in, he realizes that he's deep into the middle of Musaf of Yom Kippur, he's in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra. How did he get there? So, we said, Yimelech Hashem Lo'ilam. So, yeah. Elikayich Tziyoy. Next thing you know, he's in the middle, deep into the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So a person has to be careful. That is certainly one thing that a person should be careful. If he's saying b'merutza and he's not paying attention to what he's saying, then he could just easily kick in from one thing to the next. Sif Tes, Mizmor L'Seida Yesh Lama B'Negina, Shekol Hashir Sasid Zibotel Chutz Mizmor L'Seida. A person should say Mizmor L'Seida B'Negina. Now, it's interesting, they Kimdumani, the Menega Olam, is not this way. Shlomo Zalman was Ma'ir in Halicha Shlomis, he says, it was Ma'ir Tomid. How come people aren't makbid on what it says in Shulchan Aruch to sing Mizmor L'Seida? So I saw something interesting. The Piskei Tshuva, he brought down that the Chaya Adam and others, maybe because of Shulchan Aruch, they, when they quote this halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, they say b'simcha. If you say a person should say mizmor l'tzeida b'simcha, that's how they learn what benegina means. So meila b'simcha doesn't have to be that you're singing it mamish. You're but in a chrami kipshutai, the mashmai says that you should sing it. And yes, it's true that Rabbi Asher called up Rechnitz and told him that kol hashir sasin libato chosim mizmor l'tzeida. Chaval, you shouldn't be mashkia on something which is going to stick around for a while. And Mamela, that's why he came up with the song from Mizmor L'Tzeida. Now, do you have to sing that tune? If you have an extra 5 minutes during Pesukei D'Zimra, then you could. But if you don't, then you should find a quicker tune. That agaf, when you put a tune to a chelek of Pesukei D'Zimra, it helps a person very often, and it does help a person be mechaven, because it's something which is interesting, something which is different, something which is, once you do it too many times, then it turns into mulumadi, such a tune. But Be'etzem, that's the Pashat Halacha. Now, should you say Mizmor L'Tzeida standing up or sitting down? That was the Machlokes that we said beforehand. Now, on Hoshana Rabbah, where do you say Mizmor L'Tzeida? Halacha is that you're supposed to say the Tefillah of Shabbos, Pesukei D'Zimra of Shabbos, with Mizmor L'Tzeida. Where do you say Mizmor L'Tzeida? Do you say Mizmor L'Tzeida after Hoidu? Or do you say Mizmor L'Tzeida before Yichvayt? So, you should say Mizmor L'Tzeida after Yichvayt, before you say all the Kapitlach, before you say all the Kapitlach of Shabbos. And if you daven a Suk Tzvard, then it comes after Baruch Shomer. Like you usually do after Baruch Shomer, it's always where you usually, always after the thing that you always usually say during the year. It's not before Yichvay, it's after either Hoidu or after Baruch Shomer. Those are the halachas of Simen Nun Aleph. Simen Nun Beis, shorter halachas, not Nagia for most people, Baruch Hashem. Din Misha Shol Lover the Beis HaKnesset Ad Hishtavach. The halacha is the halachas of Dilug. Nagia? Some people see things as Nagia. Okay? The Magid Misharm, just to quote the Lashon of the Magid that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. We'll quote it from the beginning. V'tikra kol ha'tfilah mireish v'atzefek ha'seder. The Magid told the Beis Yosef, you should say the entire tfilah from beginning to end. Lo yechzer kaseder, lo yechzer afilo teva achas. The kulam yisodes al pi asoid. V'lo yikoyisem ashritim shemedalgam atfilo b'sibos shinosam arul meshkavosam. If a person is an honest, he's an honest. But if a person is just getting a few more snoozes on bed and that's why he's going to skip, that's what oy lahem shemekalklan atzinuris. What does that mean? Kama v'kama rois garmim lahem lechol oylem b'sibas minias hashef alaylam azevius magdima ma'ucher ma'acher ma'muktim. Chintia tomid mashkrim beis haknesses. Person should rather show up on time to shul. You shouldn't get into any issues, and you have the yicholus to be mashpia shef on the entire world if you just say Pesukei D'Zimra in the right order, and it's a worthwhile investment. We'll have to discuss it afterwards. However, there are people, I'll be this Magen Mishnah, there are people that do not skip Bechlal. They never skip because maybe I'll pick Kabbalah, I'll pick Zohar, you shouldn't skip a Bechlal. And therefore, even if it means that they're going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur, they do not skip. Now, the Shaila is, that's L'chor, not like the Shulchan Aruch. That's Mefurish, not like the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shaila is that a problem or not? The truth is, where is the Makar for this Halacha? It's not a Gemara. It's not a Gemara at all. We saw the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina bring this down from the Gra'inim, that if a person's late, he should skip. But it's not Mefurish in the Gemara. Mimele, if Alpi Kabbalah, you have Makar and Zayar not to skip, then we do go Buster Kabbalah, Keneged, the Gemara, Keneged, if there is no Gemara, Keneged it. If it's Gemara, Keneged Zayar, then at least Ashkenazim go with the Gemaras, Svaradim, Rabbi Yaakov Hillel has a shtickle about it, whether now you go Buster Zayar, a long shtickle about it. But certainly Ashkenazim go with the Gemara, and then that's what we do. But it's not Mefurish in the Gemara. Mela, there is Makar to go straight. And there are people that can go straight. And the truth is that Betin the Shari Tshuva already quotes, Misha darke lispal b'masan b'kavano. Va'av shebo b'tchilas ha'tfilo, ein yochol lispal b'shoven. A person that comes on time to davening, but he davens slowly, and there's only one minion in town, or whatever minion is, and they daven much faster. He's still loyal. He's spalling mom yachad. Kimi shu misnal laat b'mosin. If he's spalling mom b'shava yafser a kavon. If he tries to keep up with them, he's going to lose kavon. He's not going to be able to be mechaven. Motor lo lispal al seder. Mir lechaven shabaruchu v'kedusha yemer b'mom ben aprokim. V'le yamer b'm tzaper v'chol vav izar es Hashem. The Maisa, what can you do with this person? He can't daven like a mensch. He comes on time, and even so, he can't creep up. No, what's he supposed to do? I don't know why he can't come early. And Rav Volbe used to say that he likes ben hazmanim. He likes ben hazmanim because then he can daven in shtibuch. Uah, mashgiach daven in shtibuch. Why does he like to daven in shtibuch? He davens bzuki de zimra up until yishtabach, and then he goes to find the minion that's starting from the beginning, and he starts from birchas kriyashma, and he gets up to shmir nesi together with the tzibur. So. You can find the minion that's starting davening while he's already holding by Berachas Kriyashma. And so why can't you do that? I don't know why this person can't do that. But either way, maybe this person is mafsid his kavana, and therefore he can't do that. Therefore there is. But this is all talking about a person that's coming on time. A person that's not coming on time and sleeping late, then in Chlami, al pi akasim shulchan aruch, that's a person should skip to be able to get the Shemoneh Esrei in time. Now, what's the skip to be able to daven together with the shat? Is that considered tefillah b'tzibur? If you skip, you'll be able to get up to daven together with the shlichat tzibur. So, Prima Goldem is mistopic here in Eish Lavam Aleph. He says, Mashmois is that he's naked, that it does not work. Tefillah b'lachar is considered tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah with the shlichat tzibur is not considered tefillah b'tzibur, and therefore you shouldn't skip for it. And that would be the Stimus Mishnah Berurah. Doesn't talk about it over here, but he talks about it in Siman Tzadi. He talks about Tefillah B'Tzibur, and he says Tefillah B'Lachash is the Iker Tefillah B'Tzibur that we're looking for. The Eish Lavam Mivachach over here in this Siman says it's Pashit that davening with the Shliach Tzibur is Tefillah B'Tzibur. Pashit. And therefore you should be medallic to be able to daven together with the Shliach Tzibur. And therefore, David Kamaravid, I would think that Alpi the Mishnah Berurah wouldn't be that way. However, there is an Eish Lavam and the others that say that, and therefore one does have what to be saying on. Now, if a person is okay, leave the Musa Shmuzim for other times. Now, what should you not be medalik to be able to daven together with the tzibur? Do not skip Nitil Tzidayim. Do not skip Alakai Neshama. L'chatchilo, you should say at least Nitil Tzidayim. You can't say afterwards. Alakai Neshama is a safek you can say afterwards, and Berachas Torah is a safek you can say afterwards. Baruch Shamar Ashrei Yishtavach, and then Nishmas. If you're not going to be able to say Baruch Shem and Nishmas on Shabbos, if you're not going to be able to say Baruch Shem Asher Yishtabach, this is how we grew up. This is how the Mishnah Berurah Paskins here, and it's Siman Nun Gimel as well. He says clearly that if you're not going to be able to say Baruch Shem Asher Yishtabach, then you might as well daven by yourself. Don't skip the whole Pesuk of the Zimra and start by Yetzer Ar to be able to get the daven together with the Tzibur. That's what he says. Now that's Lehedya, not like the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Lehedya says not that way. Rabbi Yehonah says not that way. The Ramah is not chelik on the Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham is not chelik on the Shulchan Aruch. The Taz is not chelik on the Shulchan Aruch. Berhid is not chelik on the Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Tzeshek is not chelik on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shari Tshuva is not chelik on the Shulchan Aruch. But we have a Mishkanes Yaakov that's chelik. It seems to me a pella that he goes keneged the Shulchan Aruch, keneged the Ramah and all the Neis Kelim, and Kelachar Yad, he tells you, the truth is that he quotes the Shari Tshuva earlier. I don't want to make the cheshbon. If you look in the Shari Tshuva, it's very difficult to understand what he took out of the Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva is talking about a very specific case, and he kilu in Sifkat and Aleph. But Lechura, all the Nesek Kalim go not that way. But Lamais, the Minig, Kimdumani, the Minig Orlam, and anybody that asks, basically, Orcha Shulchan says not this way, Lalach Lamaisa. He says if you come in by Yetzer Ar, and the only way to catch up to Shliach Tzibur, catch up to the Tzibur by Shmarna Essay is to skip the entire Pesuk of the Zimra. It's partially to skip the entire Pesuk of the Zimra. Like it says in Shulchan Aruch, Lamais Mishnah goes not that way. If you're going to miss Asheri Baruch Shem Yishtabach, then you daven by yourself. And anybody that asked has told me that's how they grew up. Also, for sure, you have to say Baruch Shem Asheri Yishtabach. That's what it is. Lamais, that's how he goes. That's how the Mishnah Berurah goes, and that is the Minhag Olam of many, the people that skip. I'm talking about people that don't skip. Sometimes I talk about, but the people that do skip, they say at least Baruch Shem Asheri Yishtabach, and on Shabbos Nishmas as well. Now I just want to shtel avek what the order is of what the first thing you're supposed to skip. Everybody usually works the other way around. What can you add? If you have more time, this is what you add. If you have more time, this is what you add. What's the first thing that you skip? What's the first thing that you skip? If you have a little bit less time, what's the first thing that you skip? What's the second thing that you skip? The first thing that you skip is in the middle of Hoidu from Vehurachum Yichaper Oven until Vehurachum Yichaper Oven before Ashrei. That's the first thing you skip really is Mizmor Shir, because it's before the Baruch Shamar. Anything which is before the Brachis, you skip. Before Baruch Shamar, you would skip. Not only that, as Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, on Shabbos, you skip Mizmor Shir before anything that you add in on Shabbos as well, because it's not really part of the Gaon says you don't say Bechal. It's not part of Pesuk de Zimra. It only came in afterwards. That's why it's not in between the Brachis. The first thing that goes is Mizmor Shir. The second thing after that, the first part of Pesukim de Zimra is Hoidu, from Behurach Michaper Oven of Hoidu, until you skip until right before Ashrei. Behurach Michaper Oven Le Ashchis, Rebel Shrebepoi, Ashrei Shrei Yosechon. That's the first thing you skip. If you need to skip a little bit more, then you skip the first Chelek of Hoidu, up until there. If you need to skip a little bit more, then you skip Oz Yashir from Atu Hashem Lekim Hashem Bechart Bavrom until Yishtabach. If you need a little bit more time, then you skip as well Vayivarach David at the beginning. If you need a little bit more time, then you skip the first, second, and fourth Hallelukas. If you need a little bit more time, you skip the third Hallelukah. And if you need even more time, you skip the fifth Hallelukah. Agav, the Aruch HaShulchan says, you never skip Mizmor LeSoida and the fifth Hallelukah because it's so short, they don't take any time. It's like, it doesn't count. Kundumani, that people are not knowing like that. The Maestro, when they skip, they skip. They skip Baruch Shama, Ashrei Yishtabach, and you don't say not Mizmor LeSoida, not the Hallelukah. He says, that's Minaginu. He says, it's partially that they never mention it because it's so short, it doesn't take any time. But, Kundumani, the Talmud is not the Maestro knowing that way. L'chura, it should come out that way, yes. L'chura, it should come out that way, that you should skip Hoidu because it's before Baruch Shema. Though it's not mentioned here. Be'etzim, that was the Tur's Taina, right? The Tur's Taina, it's the right Nusach is Nusach Ashkenaz, because they put everything in between the Brachas. Everything becomes the Chelik of Sugi de Zimra. It's between the Baruch Shema and the Yishtabach. The last chelik over here is if a person doesn't skipped during he skipped Pesukei de Zimra, the Mechaber says you have to make it up afterwards. Now let's say we go like a Mishnah Berurah, you didn't skip the whole Pesukei de Zimra, you said Baruch Shamar Ashrei Yishtabach. If you skipped the whole Pesukei de Zimra, you make it up afterwards without saying Baruch Shamar, the Bracha at the beginning at the end. The Bracha was not this coming beforehand. However, let's say a person said Baruch Shamar Ashrei Yishtabach. Does he make up all the rest of the halakim of Pesukei de Zimra after Shmoneh Esrei or not? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Chas V'Shalom, no way. You don't do that. That's like the Bach says, there was only in this kind, it's a chutzpah. He's supposed to be misadah the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu beforehand. The Lord is misadah Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'achach yisfal. V'meila, you didn't do it in the right order. You're messing things up. Do not say it afterwards. Even without a bracha, don't say it afterwards. What's that? What do you have to live is to say Tzilim? But they were misakin, so you could say it. L'chor, you could say it as Tzilim, and you're good, M'man of Shach. The Mashmoy is the Mishnah Berurah in a few places, so the Ishei Yisrael about down. It's not Mefurish over here. He didn't never discuss this case where you said the Iker of Chorus of Pesukei de Zimra should be Mashlam the rest. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah in a few places, in Nidchei Yisrael, and in one other place, he says that you should say it afterwards. Right to say it afterwards. He doesn't say Chuyva. There he's talking with the soldier, it's hard to know. But he says certainly that it's right to say it afterwards. A person should be Mashlam it. Afterwards. Like Ashrei after Mincha, yes. There's a shadow whether I should say Ashrei after Mincha B'chlal. But there he says you should say Ashrei after Mincha. Absolutely. There, because you want to maybe also get Gimel three times and you think Gilu David. Can you make it up? That we have to see. It depends where you're holding. And if you're before your Pesias, after your Pesias, maybe makes a difference. Then it could be. Tell him you could say L'chur. L'chur. I'm sorry, I'm just going to finish before giving, I'm sorry, I apologize. The last halacha is with regard to making up Birchas HaShachar. What's the story of saying Birchas HaShachar after davening? So, Netil Sidayim, you can't say after davening. Alekai Neshama, the Shabura was mistopic whether or not you should say Alekai Neshama after davening. If you already said, Mechayim Esim. Mamela, he says the best thing to do is be mechaven when you're saying mechayim esim, that you don't want to be yotzei l'kain neshama. And I think that's the standard kavana of everybody. And if you weren't mechaven l'chayro, you would be able to, that's the neti of the Mishnah Berurah seems, that even if you weren't mechaven, he says, al tari yosetayv, that you should do. Mashmoy says that even if you weren't mechaven, you could say l'kain neshama afterwards. Birchas HaTorah, that's very sticky. If, Mishnah Berurah says, you shouldn't be mechaven not to be yotzei with avarabo. However, if a person was mechaven not to be yotzei with avarava, it's pasha that he says Birchas HaTorah after davening. That's pasha. If he says you shouldn't lechatchilo because you may get yourself into issues. Now, if a person was mechaven to be yotzei and he learned afterwards, terrific. He's for sure yotzei. If a person was mechaven to be yotzei and he didn't learn afterwards, it's a suffix in the Mishnah Berurah what to do. And therefore, it's not so pasha. You should ask somebody else to be yotzei. It's not clear. If a person bechlal didn't have any kavano, to be yotzei. And he didn't learn afterwards. Mashmoy is the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Aleph is that in Memzayin's Gaon Aleph is that he should say one bracha at least afterwards. He should say a bracha, Birchas Hashachar. He should say Birchas Hatzer afterwards. The best thing to do is to ask somebody else to be mitzi you in such a case. That's really the best thing to do. But it gets very sticky. It could be yitzer with Avir Abba automatically. It could be that you're not yitzer automatically. It could be that Kriya Shema, which you say right after Avir Abba, is considered learning afterwards. Mele it's not so pashut b'chlal. Therefore, better to say Birchas Hatzer beforehand. If you remember that you didn't say Birchas Hatzer in the middle of the Sukkah of the Zimra, says the Mishabur, say Birchas Hatzer in the middle of the Sukkah of the Zimra, and then you say Brech Hashem Yishmerecho. It's not clear if you say the Mishnayis afterwards, but at least to say Brech Hashem Yishmerecho afterwards. Now, with regard to the rest of Birchas Hashachar, Agav, the Aruch HaShulchan says, I don't understand. How could you say Matir Asurim afterwards? You already said Matir Asurim Mechayim Mesim. How could you say L'Noyis L'Nsech Mivina afterwards? You already said Birchas Yitzhar Amaris. You already said a chiluk between day and night. Somebody told me that it was just by, I think it was yesterday, by an enikol of Rabbi Yashiv, and somebody called. They wanted to know, could they say Birchas Shachar after davening? And he was hemming and hawing, and he was telling them that Lamaitza Rabbi Yashiv was mistopic benegiah to very many of the brachas, that it could be that you yotzei with them on all different points of davening. We already have a bunch of them. We already have Elikai Neshama, we already have Birchas Hatorah, and we already have Matar Asurim and Nes Nesach Livino. Very Memela. He told him you could, but really Mechatchila, do whatever you could to get yourself into a matzav that you shouldn't be in such a matzav in the first place, because you're getting into sfeikas. Maisa, the pasha of the Mishabura is that there's no problem whatsoever to say all the brachas afterwards, except for the ones that we mentioned, like Kaneshom and Berachas Hatorah and Al Tzil Tzidayim. But all the rest of them you can say afterwards without a problem. Till when can you say them? For sure till Dalat Shoreis, even till Chatzos. If you didn't say it till then, you should say. After that, he says Ein Limchis Biyada Mekilim and Lamaisa. Until a person is going to sleep at night, then he really can't say Mavir Shena and other things. Therefore, you're in trouble. But even at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, if you remember you didn't make the brachas, then it's not a problem to make the brachas.